ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 योग्यदानतपःकर्म
योग्यदानतपःकर्म
न त्याज्यं कर्म कार्यमेव तत्
न त्याज्यं कार्यमेव तत्
यज्ञो दानं तपश्चैव
यज्ञो दानं तपश्चैव
पावनानि मनीषिणां
पावनानि मनीषिणां
यज्ञदानतपःकर्म
यज्ञदानतपःकर्म
न कार्यमेव च एव तत् यज्ञो दानं तपश्चैव
यज्ञो दानं तपश्चैव
पावनानि मनीषिणां
पावनानि मनीषिणां
There are four stages of spiritual life. The brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. For brahmachari, yagya. Yagya means to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. Varnasama charvata purusena parappaman Vishnu aradhati. The whole scheme, I think I'm feeling very hot. I need to take out. In another place, it is said, Jagyasya karma annatra karma bandhana. That's all. Yes, keep it now. So, brahmachari. In the beginning of life, brahmachari means beginning of life, student life, they must be trained up how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. This is the first training. The brahmachari is trained up to rise early in the morning and offers fire sacrifice, then studies of Vedas, then Sankirtan. There are so many routine work for brahmachari. This must be executed. And for grihastha, dana, charity. Grihastha must be prepared or trained up to give charity. And who will accept the charity? The charity will be accepted by the brahmachari and sannyasi. not the Banaprastha. Brahmachari will accept charity on behalf of the spiritual master. And the sannyasi will accept charity only for his maintenance, that's all. The grihastha cannot accept charity. But a grihastha brahman, he can accept charity, but he will not, accumulate money by taking charity. Whatever he gets, he must spend. Then, dana pratigraha. Pratigraha means accept. But he cannot keep in bank balance. He must, whatever extra he has got, he must immediately give in charity. Then he can accept. A grihastha brahmana accepts charity. There is a proverb in Bengali that a Brahmin, even if he gets 1 lakh of rupees, 100,000 of rupees, still he is a beggar, because he will not keep it. He will not keep it for he will immediately distribute it in charity. That's what he is called, and in Bengali, lakh taka bhavan bhikhi. It doesn't matter, he gets 1 lakh of rupees contribution, but he remains a beggar, because immediately he will distribute. So these things are very important things. Jagadana tapo. And for sannyasi and banaprastha, tapasya. Tapodibbam. Tapasya means accepting voluntarily all kinds of inconveniences. Voluntary. Now, the material activities are that we are trying to avoid inconveniences, material life means. But spiritual life means to execute tapasya, austerity, penance, even at the risk of all inconveniences. This is called tapasya. So Krishna says, jagaddana tapakriya na tyajyam. You can give up your family life, but you cannot give up this jagaddana tapa. That you can, at any circumstances, these things must be continued. Jagaddana tapa. Na tyajyam karjam eva. Karjam means must. You must perform. The Mayavadi sannyasis, karma tyagi, they do not work. Their principle is always study Vedanta philosophy and whatever they require, a little they will beg, taking alms from grihasthas and leave, and follow the strictly the principles of austerity. They are very strict. Those who are really Mayavadi sannyasi, not false, they follow strictly three times taking bathing. Even in severest cold, they must. They lie down on the floor and always read Vedanta and Sankhya philosophy. But in spite of all these austerities, they do not approve the worship of deity, the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they are impersonalist, they do not worship. So, Shastra says, Jannir vindakha vimukta manina tai astabhavad abhishuddha buddhaya. So, these people, although they are thinking of themselves as liberated, they have become liberated. The Mayavadi sannyasis address amongst themselves, Namo Narayana. Namo Narayana means every one of them has become a Narayana. This is their pleasure. And from this Namo Narayana principle, Vivekananda Swami has manufactured the word Daridra Narayana. So, Narayana has become very cheap thing for them. Everyone has become Narayana, everyone has become God. Yes, they say the rascal God is now in the hospital. God is under operation. A Guruji God. So they have no shame even that if I am God, I cannot cure my bodily pains. What kind of God I am? But this rascal will proclaim that they are God, and there is set of rascals, they will accept. Oh, yes, God. Vivekananda also said, why you are finding out God? Yeah, don't you see so many gods are loitering in the street? So God has become a funny thing for them. No, we do not accept such God. Our God is different. Our God is Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivati Samatena Javikheta Sapasandi Bhavedramam. Our Narayana, that is real Narayana, exalted, we cannot even compare with that Supreme Narayana, with such demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. What to speak of these rascals? Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatam Samatena Vikheda. Any person, rascal, if he thinks the Narayana is equal to Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, there are Mayavadis. They say any demigod is as good as Vishnu. You can worship any demigod, it doesn't matter, you, because their ultimate understanding is that the absolute truth is impersonal. And you can imagine any form, it doesn't matter. You ultimately reach that impersonal, merge into the impersonal. This is their philosophy. But that is not the fact. The ultimate issue of the Absolute Truth is Krishna, Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdati. Absolute Truth is realized in three phases. First of all, impersonal Brahma, then localized Paramatma, and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishnasu Bhagavan Sam. The Absolute Truth is described as Bhagavan, and there are many expansions of Bhagavan. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupam. Anantarupam. Krishna has expansion millions and trillions. Just like as Paramatma, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhe se Arjuna tishtati. Not only he resides in everyone's heart, but in every atom also. Andantarastham paramanuchayantarastham govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. So, Krishna has got many expansions, but they are all one. Advaita achyuta, just like you have got experience that the sun, where if you have got millions of pots, the sun is reflected. You'll find millions of sun. But although the sun is one, but we see that millions of suns are there in millions of pots. This is the understanding. God is one, but he can expand himself in millions and trillions. There is no question of counting, unlimited, but it's still one. Advaita, achyuta. The Mayavadi philosophy is that because God has expanded himself in so many all-pervading, therefore he is finished. Just like material conception, you take any big paper and make it into pieces and then throw it, the original paper is lost. There is no more existence. That is Mayavadi philosophy. Mayavadi philosophy means because God is all-pervading, therefore he has no form. He has finished his form. There cannot be any form. And this is material conception. This is not spiritual conception. Spiritual conception is purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. If Krishna is the complete, supreme, see, he expands himself in millions and trillions of complete form, still he is complete. Still he is complete. This is conception of Krishna. Therefore, abhoy means achyuta, abhoy, achyuta, when he does not fall. It is not like that in my bank I have got 100 pounds. If I take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they say, 100 finished, my bank balance is finished. It is not like that. Krishna is so complete that immediate forms may be expanded from him, still he is complete. Purnasya purnamadaya. These verses you have already read in the Isha Upanishad. So, that is the conception of Krishna. So, unless you, from the very beginning, you practice yoga, or if you are a grihastha, giving charity, and when you take sannyas, you undergo tapasya, how will you understand this philosophy? It is not possible. In the Kali Yuga, however, this yoga is not possible. As they are, the ritualistic yoga, sacrifice as recommended in the Vedas, that is not possible. It is very expensive. There you have to acquire so much ghee and grains and so many other things, feed so many daily people. It is very difficult task to perform the ritualistic yoga. Therefore, Krishna has made easy. What is that? Yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajanti sumedhas. That is recommended in Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Krishna-varnam, Tiśākrishnam, Śāṅga-pāṅgāstha-pārśadam, Jaggai-saṅkītanai-prāyai-jajanti-hi-sumedhasa. This is the process of performing jagga. Jagga-dhāna-tapa. What is that jagga? Krishna-varnam, Tiśākrishnam. Krishna-varnam. Varna means category. Just like Brahman Varna, Chatur Varna. Varna means class. Chatur Varna Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhaga, as Krishna said. So Krishna Varna, in the category of Krishna. So Krishna Varna, or one who is describing Krishna. Varnayati, Krishnam Varnayati, iti Krishna. Iti Krishna Varna. Either belonging to the category of Krishna, he is not belonging to the category of the Jiva soul. He belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Varna. Or chanting always the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Varna, Tisha of Krishna. When he is Krishna, because he belongs to the category of Krishna, therefore, he is Krishna. But we have got a conception, Krishna is blackish. Yes, that's a fact. Mashitam Buddhasundaranga. Mashita. Mashita means black. Mashitam Buddha. The black cloud. Ambuda means cloud. Mashitam Buddha Sundarangam. His complexion is like blackish cloud, but very, 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 very beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniyam. He's so beautiful that many millions of a cupid cannot be compared with him. Although he's blackish. Here the same Krishna, Krishna Varna, although he belongs to the same category of Krishna, Tisha, by complexion, Akrishna. Akrishna. Akrishna means not Krishna. So it may be any other color. It may be. There are so many colors. So Akrishna is not Krishna, not blackish. Then there may be. But no, there are fixed colors for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shukla raptasthathapita idanin krishnatangataha. When Krishna was born at Nanda Maharaja's place, or Krishna appeared, so according to Vedic system, there is jata karma. As soon as child is born, immediately horoscope is made, and according to horoscope, his name is given. There are dasakarma. Dasakarma, so one of these is at the birth. Then before the child begotten, there is one sanskar, garbhadhan sanskar. Similarly, after the child is born, then another sanskar, jatakarma sanskar. So there are so many sanskaras. Sanskarat bhavet dija. By following the sanskara, purificatory process, one becomes Brahmana. The Upanayan sanskara, the sacred third sanskara. So when Krishna was having the jatakarma sanskara by Gargamuni, the priest of Vasudeva, he was sent to Nanda Maharaj to perform on the Krishna's jatakarma. So he was a learned astrologer. He said, Nanda Maharaj, your this son formerly had three other colors. Shukla raktas tatha pita. He was of white color, he was of red color, he was of yellow color. Idanin krishnata angata. Now he has appeared in black is color. Idanim Krishnatan. So, Krishna Vannang Tisa Krishnang. Tisa means by complexion. He's not black. Then he must be either of the three, white, red, and yellow. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color is yellowish golden color. Therefore, it is said, he is Krishna, but now he has appeared in golden complexion. Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishna. And Sangha Pangastha Parasadam. He is always surrounded by his associates, Anga Upanga. Anga means personal, and Upanga means expansion of the expansion, which is called Kola. The first expansion is called Avatar. And when there is another avatar, from avatar, that is called Kola. Ramadhi Murtis Kola Niyamena Tishthan. There is scientific analysis in this Shastra that not that any rascal can and God. This is not acceptable. We have to understand. Shastra Vidya, Shastra, it is said. Say about because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so many rascals have imitated. Well, this Nimai Pandit, if he can become avatar, then why not Gadadhar Pandit? This Ramakrishna, his name was Gadadhar Chatterjee. So he was also imitation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is the reference in the Shastra? So far Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called, there are so many innumerable references in Mahabharata, in Bhagavata, in Purana, in Upanishad. Therefore we accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by rascals bored. Then let us board this man is God. Then he becomes. So Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Pangastha Parsadam, he associated with other devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, then Gadadhar Prabhu, Srinivas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivasadi, Gaur, Bhaktavinoda. So whenever Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present, there are so many devotees. Gaur Bhaktavinoda. So Sangha Pangastha Parsadam. This is the incarnation of Kali. So, Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Sumedhasa. Those who have got brain substance, not dull, filled up with cow dung, they cannot understand what is the Sankirtan Jagga. But Shastra says, Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Sumedhasa. Those who have got nice brain substance, they can perform this jagga, Sankirtan jagga, and then it fulfills the injunction of the Bhagavad Gita, jagga dana tapakya. So for this Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan jagga, in this age, before the deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, associated with Nityananda, Advaita, others, if not all, at least Nityananda or Gadadha. Gaur Gadadhar or Gaur Nityananda. Or all of them, five. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. You have got Panchatattva, no picture here. It was there.
It's one banana Swami takes within traveling.
All right. There Gaur Nityananda is here. That's all right. So, this is the jagga. So, Jaggadana Tapakriya, not that jam, you cannot give her any stage of life. But because the yagnas mentioned in the Vedas, it is not possible to perform in this age, Kali Yuga, because they are mandasamandamatayu mandabhagajubadhuta. In this age, people may advertise themselves, they are making very much progress. They are all unfortunate, disturbed. Manda sumandamatayo mandabhagya. Mandabhagya means unfortunate. And upadruta, always disturbed. This is the position of the people in this age. How they can perform the Vedic ritualistic ceremony? It is not possible. So this is the yajna. So yajnai sankirtana. You keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and perform yajna, the Sankirtan yajna before him, and you become all perfect. So easy. So easy. Because you cannot give up yajna. What in this age, Kali Yuga? People are so unfortunate, so rubbish, that it is not possible to perform the Vedic ritualistic yajna. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna has given you the opportunity that you can perform. Kalauta dhari kirtana. Kite jadhyato Vishnu tetayam jajato makhai. Makha means yajna. That was being performed in the Treta Yuga. And in the Satya Yuga, meditation. And the Dapur Yuga, deity worship. Kalauta dhari kirtana. And the Kali Yuga, simply by Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. This is the Shastra in general. So, I am very pleased that you are keeping this center nicely in our own standard by performing yajna by Sankirtan. And today is Radha Ashtami. You perform. Our yajna is Sankirtan. And Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Radha Krishna pranaya vikiti alladini shakti rasmad ekatmanavapi deho bhidau gato. Sri Chaitanya akha prakatamadhuna taddayam chekamartam. When Krishna, Krishna is one, ekamayo adityam. But eka bahushyama, he can expand himself. So, when he wants to enjoy, so the pleasure potency is manifested from his personal body. That pleasure potency is Radharani. Radharani is not ordinary living entity. Radharani is Krishna's personal pleasure potency, Alladini Shakti. So, thus today is the appearance day of Alladini Shakti. So, if you want to please Krishna, because our business is to please Krishna, Haritosanam. Our this movement is Haritosanam. Sangsiddhi Haritosanam. Atapung vidijasrestha varnasama vibhagasa. Varnasama vibhagasa. Sanushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosa. So, not only our, this is the aim. And the Bhagavad Gita is also said, vedaishta sarvai ameva vedyam. The whole Vedic literature is meant for searching out Krishna and to satisfy. So Krishna personally comes to give you the information. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. You rascal, you give up all this engagement. Simply you surrender. And what about other demigods? There are so many demigods. What do we have to do? The kamastastha hitogyana. This demigod is worshipped by persons who have lost all intelligence. Hitogyana. Hitogyana means nastra buddha, one who has lost intelligence. There is no need. Simply, mamekam, That is the instruction of Bhagavata. That is the Shastra instruction. Vishnu aradhate punsha nannatato sukar. Nate vidu sartha bhating hi Vishnu. Om tad Vishnu paramam padam sada apasya. This is Rigveda mantra. Actual aim of life is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. And Krishna is the origin of Vishnu Tattva. And he is pleased through Radharani. Therefore, we don't keep Krishna alone. No. Radha Krishna. First Radharani. So that day is today. First you have to worship Radharani. If you go through Radharani, therefore in Vrindavan you will see all devotees. They will address one another. Jai Radhe. Still. Because they know that if Radharani is pleased, if I can please Radharani, Radharani is presented, the original pleasure potency, always absorbed in thought of Krishna. So anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, she becomes so pleased. Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. She immediately recommends Krishna. Oh, here is a devotee. He is better than me. This is Radharani. I may be not devotee. I may be most fallen, rested. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. My mother Radharani, Jagannamata, if you kindly take this flower and offer to Krishna. Oh, Radharani, you have brought a flower. Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jivami Bhakta Prajichyati. But don't try to offer Krishna direct. Just offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by Radharani. So, this is our philosophy. To please Krishna through Radharani, and this today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance. So you should offer Pushpanjali and pray to Radharani that Radharani kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna. Krishna is your. Krishna. Radhar Krishna. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. That is, today is the auspicious day. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.